Previously on A Pint of Cthulhu, Fallout. Our intrepid explorers found their way inside the Super Duper Mart, where they activated the Fire Suppression Protectron unit before wandering in. Unfortunately, Dr. Ivor decided to wander a little bit too far and got himself noticed by the shambling ghouls. The ghouls screamed and attacked and started a long battle in which our team was successful. Unfortunately, I think it was Billy Bob with his firearm managed to set off the Super Duper Mart security system, which has brought down the shutters and locked everybody in. So, with the battle won and the ghouls vanquished, the team finds themselves standing amidst the aftermath in the grocery section of the Super Duper Mart. The air is heavy with the scent of gunpowder and decay. What do you do?
Gertrude, open up shutters with strength.
Alright, Gertrude has noticed the shutters and she just wants to go over and try and force them open. Alright.
Strength athletics?
Yeah, go over to the shutters and give me a strength athletics check.
Oh, that's 1 and a 20.
So, that is a critical fail, so what's going to happen here?
But isn't it also a critical success?
Yeah.
Yeah, critical success as well.
Half it goes and half it doesn't.
So, Gertrude wanders over to the shutters, tries to get her fingers underneath it, and unfortunately can't. Losing purchase with the door, she slips back and hits her head as she falls onto the ground. Fortunately, with that critical success, she doesn't damage her head because she actually lands on one of the ghouls that she has previously killed and gets covered in viscera in the back of her pretty anime wig.
Not the wig! Oh, shit.
Awesome. So in the meantime, while Gertrude was trying to lift the shutters, can I essentially search the area and see if I can find anything of use?
Yes, and give me a perception and survival check at the moment.
It's fine, leave it on the floor.
I'd be very concerned if you looked for something that was of not use.
Yeah.
Can I see something useless? Any way I can like look for that? Like anything completely just not needed here?
Yeah, sure, you find a mirror.
Damn it, you beat me to it.
Oh no, why do I look like that? What happened?
Why was there a message saying, God, I love the taste of styrofoam? Fuck.
Okay, so yeah. You're looking for something useful. Can you be a little bit more specific?
Okay, I'm trying to find food or something consumable.
Okay, so you're trying to find food. You are in a grocery section of a supermarket. Assuming you're looking to find something that's still edible?
Joe, you know what? I fancy a Salisbury steak. What's my chances?
Fancy a Salisbury steak. Well, you've managed to do a 1 on the perception there. You float your way down to where the Salisbury steak might be kept and find that the fridge units in the shop have not worked and don't appear to have worked for a long time. Any refrigerated goods are now spoiled.
Just to double check, I did get bleach last time. I forgot to write it down.
Yeah.
Yes, you did. You found some bleach.
But still no food.
Maybe we have to go deeper.
Well, all of the refrigerated food is spoiled.
Weren't I looking for what part?
For the week.
Maybe that pot of Pringles.
Or a Twinkie.
Or a Twinkie.
Judging
by looks, there's box of Winky over there.
Bruce Springsteen greatest hits.
You said there's three other doors last time, right?
I would like to look for some stuff while we're here.
Same.
I want to find vinegar, really.
Okay, yeah, give me a luck roll for that one.
Bomb.
Luck, Can I just roll luck on its own, or
yeah, luck. Do it against survival. Sorry.
I am willing to spend luck to reroll one of those.
All right, so you're looking for a target of 8 here. You've rolled a 19 and a 12 so far. So yeah, reroll that. You got a 17 with your reroll. You can reroll one more dice if you want to spend one more luck.
Why are you trying to make chlorine gas?
Shut up. Why are you trying...
Oh, wow.
I have my own plans, okay?
I have my own
plans. That is not something I would want to be called out on. If someone
threw
that out there.
Unfortunately, there is no vinegar in this shop. I'm sorry, Jay.
Oh, fuck.
You can also use ammonia.
Ammonia doesn't make... that's chloramine, not chloramine.
Surprisingly enough, this grocery store does not stock ammonia.
Yeah, but we pee.
Does it have rubbing alcohol?
So, Cap, can I go to door number 2 and try to get outside? Yeah.
Right.
Because we're not finding anything in the store, so we need to move on.
Well, other than vinegar and food, you haven't actually looked for anything in the store. But when yes.
Went out looking for robot parts last time. That's what kicked off all the ghouls.
Well, there is a robotic section.
Yeah, we're in the grocery bit right now.
Yeah, this is the grocery section you're in.
Oh.
So, brilliant. We can go to the... How about me and the doctor go to the robotic section?
Alright, so Ivor and the doctor start floating their way up to the right-hand side where the robotic section are.
We should start
Ivor and the nurse, I should say, not the doctor.
We have maps, right? Could you give us a brief reminder on what sections there are?
Yes, there is a fashion section, a Vault-Tec sales department, and a robotic sales department.
I'd quite like to see what the Vault-Tec department has.
What about the robot one? We can find a more robot. Better robot!
Do you want another handy unit?
We can make it better.
Yeah, make it better.
Gertrude follows the nurse Handy and the doctor along to the robotics department, while Winnegan goes down the middle aisle towards the Vault-Tec sales department. Billy Bob and Snufflepuff, what are you up to?
I don't know, Snufflepuff. Do you think this hat looks good on me, or do you think this one looks good on me? Well. I wonder what Winnegan's doing. She's going to the Vault-Tec department. Eric, come on, Snubblebuff, let's go. So we follow Winnegan.
Okay, so you two follow Winnegan into the Vault-Tec sales department. Alright, so our team is splitting up for now.
Splitting the party is always a good idea. Nothing ever goes wrong when you do it.
No, it's fine.
Oh. Like Zoinks, man, was this a good idea?
Alright, so who am I going for first then?
So what's at the robotics department?
Robotic stuff.
Yeah, go for robotic stuff first.
Alright, let's start with Ivor, the nurse, and Gertrude.
Oh yeah.
Fuck. What the hell?
Fuck it up.
Oh.
We're slowly but surely like having Cap plan our murders like simultaneously, like, you know, one step at a time.
IRL.
Okay. Just a couple of seconds here.
While he calls the hitman, make sure the money is wired.
Okay, as you might have seen, I have now switched over the map and you're in the robotic sales department. Now, the robotic sales department of the Super Duper Mart is a sprawling section dedicated to the display of the pre-war robotic technology, machinery. As you're greeted, you're sort of... you're not greeted. As you walk in, you're greeted by the sort of faint hum of machinery, sort of scent of oil and metal, aisles lined with shelves. And similarly to the previous room, you do see a number of different people shuffling around the aisles.
Uh-oh.
Now, would you all like to do a quick perception against survival check for me?
Yes, please.
I succeed.
All right, from your positions, Sorry, from your positions, you see a number of different people in different aisles, and as before, you notice that they are, yes, in fact, feral ghouls wandering around. Something very, very different about these feral ghouls. One in particular. One of these feral ghouls appears to have taken his role in the robotics department very, very seriously at the point of death.
Oh, that's cool.
Dude, where did you find? Is that AI?
That is AI, 100%.
That's yeah, cool. Definitely. Yeah, I'm not sitting here drawing these, though.
That's why it's been quiet.
No way. Alright, so at the sales department, the sales register, you see this this rather cybernetic looking ghoul. Like I said, he's taken his role at the point of death very seriously, and he has been obviously shuffling around, taking apart robots, and adding them to his person. And it also appears that he's added them to several of the ghouls that are wandering around. Each one of them seems to have been adorned with different robotic parts. You see a feral ghoul with a buzzsaw. You see one of them that appears to have lasers in its face. The sales rep himself appears to have some bizarre electrical conduits coming from out of his skull, and has adorned himself with other different pointers that you're unsure what they do yet.
Perhaps we should have gone to our department.
Can I, like, metagame for just a second? If you were to look at that AI photo, just look at the robotic supermarket sign behind
it. Yeah, Robotitics.
Robotitics. Sapopop, my.
Yeah, AI doesn't really know what to do with words at the moment.
And the question that Matt had is that AI? No, well, Matt, I didn't look it's at not AI. Robotitics. Sorry, go on. It was freaking me out. My mind was not processing.
Gertrude can't read. Gertrude don't know. Fuck you.
Now, this robotics ghoul is pretty much just like a patchwork monstrosity. Wires protruding from flesh, movements are all jerky and mechanical, and he appears to be waiting at the reception for any would-be customers.
Yeah, so can I float up to him as a robot and start talking to him? Say, hello, can you help me today?
Alright, so Nurse Handy floats his way up to the ghoul and gets his attention, and the ghoul appears to be very pleased to see you. It gives a rather disconcerting as it looks towards the Miss Handy unit and starts to approach you.
Uh-oh, you're going to get stripped for parts.
Uh-oh.
Maybe. But, yes, hello there. I'm trying to find some new equipment for my model. Could you direct me to the Mr. Handy aisle?
As Jay predicted, while the robot was talking, it takes out screwdriver and certain other tools and begins to try and take the robot's arms off.
No. I'm going to just gently try to swat him away and push him away.
Gently swat him away. Give me a strength against... Call that athletics.
Whoa.
Alright, yes. Yeah, so that's a target of 5. You managed to roll a 3 there. So yes, you managed to gently swat the ghoul's arm away and float a couple of paces back. The robot continues to walk towards the Miss Handy unit.
Okay. This guy is definitely not playing ball today. I'm gonna lead him out of here to my friends, and they can say hello to him. And I'm going to. Can I slowly lead him out of the robotics area and like to where the other guys are?
And this appears to be successful so far. You've managed to make your way halfway back towards the door, and the ghoul with its appears to be pleased noises of grunts and. As it follows along the Nurse Handy unit with its screwdriver.
No, sir, I shall not be abused today. Follow me, I shall show you to my strong friend who shall show you things as well.
Has its screwdriver out and is shuffling at pace with the robot. Robot manages to make its way back to the door. The ghoul is now in between Gertrude and the good doctor, but hasn't yet noticed them. It appears to be quite single-mindedly trying to get its hands on our now trendy unit.
Come on,
Robo-Beady.
As the ghoul starts going through the door, I can turn around to the guy and say, "Whack him, boys!"
Oh, this one's more pleasant.
What? Robot suddenly turns into a gangster. Get him!
Yeah, get him!
I was more thinking of
Rattling boys.
Of Wiggum in The Simpsons. Fucking boys.
Wrong neighborhood, motherfucker.
I want to give him a go with my screwdriver. That's not that. <Duendo.
laughs> Okay. So I have two questions I want to ask the DM quickly. So firstly, because this is a hidden attack coming out of an unseen to the...
Well, hold on there, Cartman, just a second.
Oh.
Is either one of these two people actually going to do what you say?
That's a good point. I mean, I said it out loud.
I hit it with the frying pan?
I want them parts.
Alright, so we're just going straight for a hit with the frying pan. Okay, so as the ghoul starts to come towards the corner of an aisle, an incredibly cartoonish, comical scene happens where a frying pan comes out of nowhere. And, yep, you got it right. The sound effect, the bong against the metal that's currently in the ghoul's skull rings out across the robotics department. Can you actually give me the frying pan roll, please, sir?
Oh, two successes.
Very much a success, yeah. So, yep, as you snuck up on it and hit it directly in the face, I guess, roll the damage for me.
Six
physical damage.
Can I have a go with my screwdriver as well?
1 second. See if it kills it first.
No, it's got 8 health.
I'm hoping you'll get a critical. Because you should count as a sneak.
The robot gets knocked back 2 feet and knocked on its arse. It takes 6 points of damage. And we're going to call that a critical hit. So it is currently dazed, which is going to give Dr. Ivor a chance to...
try to start taking it apart a little bit.
You want to start trying to take it apart. Is there anything specific you want to do there, sir?
I want to see what other mechanical parts I can actually, like, disarm.
Okay, it appears to have some mechanical parts in its arms and in its head.
Doctor, is there a way you can examine that specimen to find an off switch?
I don't think it'd be fast enough to check it. I would need more time.
Stab it. Stab it now.
Okay, so you go to... you try to get in about the wires in its skull with your screwdriver. You rolled 2 fails, so you are unsuccessful. You're only successful in snapping the ghoul out of its current daze.
Bollocks.
As it starts to get back up onto its feet. Now, is there anything that Nurse Handy would like to do before we start combat with this ghoul?
Yeah, I'm just going to buzzsaw it to the neck. I'm going to try and finish it before we start combat.
Alright, see if you can finish it off. Roll the buzzsaw for me, please.
Ooh.
That is a success, yes. So, roll the damage.
Everyone
got
can
a
do it
one
beat.
And a three, which is nice. 7 physical damage?
Nicely done.
Jesus.
Nurse Handy unit just
got
flicks
three,
out
got
its buzzsaw
now.
With a style and grace that it hasn't shown in the campaign so far, and deftly decapitates this cybernetic feral ghoul.
Does that help your endeavour, Doctor? You can now examine the brain.
Scrap and specimen.
Or maybe we just need the head.
Maybe. Let's see what I can do.
Why the fuck did I come with you two creepy bastards? I should have gone with the pervert and the old lady.
Don't worry, Gertrude. We shall draw another one near to us.
Stop. Go back to pervert. Hold on. Fuck you.
You're not here, Billy. Fuck off.
It's almost like he's with us.
I feel like someone's reaching.
I come in through the intercom.
Here.
There's like an intercom. You know?
Hey, I heard that.
Is the shutters open or is it shut again now?
Okay. So, Doctor, would you like a hand sort of dragging this project of yours round the corner? And maybe me and Gertrude could maybe, you know, kill some
tear
more ghouls.
To pieces.
He's saying that because you can't hit for shit.
Well, you say how it is.
Not as
Gertrude.
Good as you guys. I shall focus on the science.
Alright, so Dr. Ivor has dragged the corpse of the cybernetic ghoul down behind one of the first aisles, while the Nurse Handy and Gertrude are making their way towards the sales desk where the ghoul was situated.
Actually, can I examine the sales desk, please?
You can indeed examine the sales desk.
Okay, one second. But I want to see if I can find a few things specifically. Like, I want to see if I can find something on the way, or like a control switch. Because you're saying that the other ghouls are sort of integrated with robotics. Maybe there's a control system. Anyway, I'll do a roll. What am I rolling?
Yeah, give me a perception against science, please.
Perception. Science. Roll it out. That's not good.
Alright, so you got, much like Gertrude's first roll, a success and a critical failure all in the one roll. So, you do find a couple of different control panels. One of them seems to be bodged together haphazardly. Wires all over the place, couple of sparks coming out of it.
Is it a big red button?
There's no big red button, no. It's more just a mess of wires with different connections all put together very, very haphazardly. The second unit you see is actually a very, very pristine-looking metal case with a keycard slot in it.
Ooh.
The key card itself appears to be missing from the unit, and the unit has a label on it which reads "an emergency for security."
You want Gertrude to open that for you,
Doctor? By chance, does that specimen of yours have a key card on him? Could you check for me?
Oh yes, I shall examine this one.
Alright, so you want to loot the corpse?
I was going to ask the doctor to have a look at it, yeah.
Alright, Ivor, give me a perception against science as well.
Perception. Science. First science.
Ooh. First science, and you have also been successful in your scientific endeavours. Yes, it appears that the ghoul in its... how to describe this? And its bizarre, mindless scientific experiments has used the key card as part of its internal wiring inside the head unit.
I want to see if I can try to get it out, because he wouldn't give a monkey's about. He's not squeamish.
Yeah, so you want to try and get it out, not a problem. This is going to take a science roll, so what we're going to make...
You find it, Doctor. Did you find anything of interest?
Well, potentially have found something that might help us.
Aha, well, be careful with the procedure. We don't want anything bad to happen.
What's going on, Cap? Can I have a look around for any weapons?
What would you... be looking for here?
Something that is similar to a sledgehammer. Doesn't have to be a sledgehammer, but something that can be used as one.
Alright, other than just the arms of various different robot models, or maybe robot legs?
How about like a half a robot? I think just the legs.
I mean, if I can use it as a sledgehammer weapon, that's basically what I'm looking for.
I like.
Alright, tell you what, let me come back to that.
Okay.
We'll deal with the operation that Ivor's currently engaging in just now.
With a screwdriver.
Oh, jeez.
Right, so we're going to go intelligence against science here.
Cool.
So roll me 2d20 on that.
Come on, Ivo, I'm counting on you.
All right, there we go. So we got a target of 12, and he's rolled a 13 and a 6, so success. You are able to pry the wires off of this key card, keeping the key card in relative condition, considering it's been in somebody's brain. It appears to still be working, as far as you can tell from what you've done, and nothing else happened.
Ah, yes, my friend, I have this now, if this could help you.
That could be the key I was looking for. Okay, so I'm going to obviously take the key from the kind doctor. Kind doctor is going to go back to his specimen, because he wants to check it out. okay, I'm going to turn to Gertrude and say, Gertrude, you may want to join a doctor. I don't know what this key card's going to do.
Fuck off, tin can.
Suit yourself. And I'm going to use the car keys on the car key lock thing.
Car key? There's a car? We go brum brum.
Yes.
All right. You go boom, so boom. You put the key card into the slot. A little light lights up next to it, and nothing appears to happen. Can you give me a perception against science again?
Perception science.
Alright, one success. You realise that this is more than likely just the storage space for the key card that the manager would have.
Ah, well, that was disappointing.
Stupid robot.
I was hoping something dramatic would happen. Ah, well, what about these jumble of wires next to it? Let's see what I can make of that. Can I?
Maybe there's a sledgehammer.
Yes. You that could come in handy. Our friends are getting closer.
While the Miss Handy starts to have a look at this this jumble of wires, Gertrude is currently trying to tape together a couple of different robot legs, and trying to force them together with duct tape and wood, in order to make a variation of a sledgehammer weapon. So. I want you to roll for me. Give me it's going to be a repair roll, and we're going to put it against luck. So give me luck versus repair.
Oh, fuck. That's not going to go well. I will use luck to fix this.
Critical fail, so no, you will not use luck to fix this.
Fuck.
Apparently, you have used one of the robot legs in which a battery pack resides. As you're duct taping two of them together, the connections meet the metal of another robot leg, and it explodes in your hand.
Who's the stupid now one? Dumb, freaky mutant.
Who's the stupid now one?
Roll a 1D.
Did I just have a stroke?
No, but the robot did.
It's malfunctioning! Quick, take it apart!
Hey, there was a reason I was in the cupboard for so long, goddammit.
Gertrude, roll me a 1d8, please.
Day. Oh, right, yeah, okay. 1d8, 4.
Yeah, you take 4 points of damage from it, and Cartman, can you roll me a 1d4?
Oh, what?
Ah, fuck you.
Ah,
when you sleep next, I'm going to poop on your eye.
That's a 1, so you take 1 point of damage as well. Yeah,
but
so
what about my AP?
No, that's not going to... We're not doing that here. This is a critical fail. So you're taking all the
it's
damage.
It's not my critical fail.
Yeah, it's not your critical fail, you're right. This is not your fault, but yep, you take 1 point of damage.
God damn it, Gertrude. Why did you have to blow us up like all the time? And I'm guessing that made a loud noise and made a lot of attention to us as well.
Why would
now.
You say that, Cartman, you dumbass?
We haven't even got there yet.
I'm about to go kill something.
Yeah, so Gertrude gets blown up a little bit. She gets knocked over. Ivor, are you still just tinkering around with your cybernetic corpse there?
Seeing what I can take off this mechanical ghoul.
All right, can you all give me a wee perception against survival check just now?
Oh, joy.
As I hear things rustling around.
Or just me and Gertrude.
Yes. No, Ivor, you give me one as well.
Oh.
Everybody. See what you notice.
Uh-oh.
Nope. Oh, shit.
Ooh!
Oh.
Okay, so Gertrude and Nurse Handy notice absolutely nothing from their position as they continue about their business. Yeah, Gertrude tries to recover from her explosion, and the Nurse Handy unit goes about trying to tinker with the massive wires. Ivor, however, has noticed that all of the ghouls seem to have been attracted by a loud noise and are starting to move towards the centre of the room.
I think we should go, guys. I hear the movement of many legs and many...
Yes, Doctor, just give me just 1 second. I think I might have figured out this wiring. I'm going to have a roll attempt if I can figure it out now.
Excellent. Bye, that's brilliant. Give me a science, intelligence against science roll, and this is going to need 2 successes.
I need 2 successes. This is science intelligence, then.
Yep.
No, not luck. Intelligence, science. Okay, so I'm probably going to get this wrong off the bat, so I'm going to be spending some luck to figure this out. But let's see how it goes. Okay.
All right, you got 1 success there, so you want to roll a luck for the second one?
Yes, I will. Just roll a d20 on that one.
Yeah, just roll a d20.
3.
Target 3, 2 successes. Well done.
I'm locked down by 1, so I'm down 5.
Yes, you are able to ascertain that this does appear to be some sort of connection. A bizarrely advanced wireless connection for something that was created by a corpse. And you are able to deactivate it, which sets off what looks to be a very small EMP blast. This affects all of the ghouls in the area. All of their cybernetic augmentations cease to work. So a couple of them fall prone to the floor as they were in their legs. Some of them seem to be weighed down now by the ones in their arms. And you've managed to successfully save yourself from getting any laser shots from any of these ghouls. However, Nurse Handy, being a robot herself, is now disabled.
The dumb fuck now, robot? Kiss my green ass.
Just thinking Nurse Handy turns off and falls to the floor.
Well, shit.
We need another one.
Yeah. What happened?
Robot number 3.
Unfortunately for Gertrude and Ivor, they hear an awful scream ring out from the rest of the ghouls as they now start to rush the centre.
Balls.
Of course, a couple of them can't quite make it far. Only 3 of them actually managed to make it to the desk itself in order to investigate the disturbance. Gertrude, they appear to have not noticed you as you were on your way back to the door at the time. And Ivor is still behind one of the aisles tinkering with a corpse.
Yeah. I think we need to get the others. The robot fell down. I think it fucked itself again.
Is this a common occurrence?
Yes. Ah. This is robot number 2. They're pretty fucked. I mean, Gertrude's supposed to be stupid, but that, you know, it killed itself. The last one turned into a weird naked man and then ran off and touched tips.
What the hell have I missed?
quite a lot, but Gertrude, don't know. Let's go find the others.
Yes,
Alright, so you leave the robot in the room and you just walk out of the room. Fantastic.
I mean, okay. So long as he stays still, they'll probably just think he's part of the waves.
Yeah,
don't worry, we'll come back to that and I'll let you know what happened to the robot while you were leave, gone.
Can I, like, try, while they're having their conversation before, try to get something else out of this body?
No problem.
Be careful, because if you alert the horde, you're in trouble.
Gertrude fucking locked the door behind her if we don't come along.
Not like retroactively, while they're having their little thing just after me handing over the key card.
Yeah, you know what? Give me a luck roll against repair this time.
Okay. I just want to get something I wanted. Repair.
One from corpse.
What I can get.
Alright, two successes. So roll me 2d8. So that was a good roll. Two successes, 2d8, 10. You managed to pilfer 10 fusion cell ammo rounds that were being used to power different various points of the cybernetic augmentations.
10
fusion. So that's 10 fusion cell ammo.
Cool. Oh.
As you both back out of the room very cautiously.
Yep.
I won't make you do a stealth roll for that because they're all pretty concerned with the robot at the moment. So away we go back into the supermarket part of the Super Duper Mark. And you know what? Let's go back in time as well and see what the hell was happening in the vault sales department. Yep, so let's just change over maps here. Winnegan and Billy Bob. That's a very small map, sorry. Bear with me a second. Let me just get the size right.
Just a miniature
on
Billy Bob. Absolutely. Ankle height. Yeah.
Miniature people all together here. Jesus. Right. There
you
we
can
go.
Ride so. Snufflepuff as a horse.
Where the hell is Snufflepuff's character sheet? There it is there. Okay, I've got it. There we go.
Oh, it's a that's canon size.
That's
about great.
Right, actually.
Yeah. This is the only time she's ever looked actually canon size here.
That is an amoeba.
Okay, so you two, you've walked in. Perception checks for the both of you. Perception against survival.
Right. And I see shit with the team.
Billy Bob is
11.
Just blundered in behind Winnegan. Winnegan, did you see anything before you came in? Oh, you've
yes,
got two
I saw
successes.
Everything.
Excellent. So, yeah, you've rolled a 7 and a 3. You actually have seen absolutely everything this place has to offer just as soon as you walk in. Might be something to do with your familiarity with the vault tech thing.
I see all.
Yeah, so, similar to the robotics department and the grocery department, you find yourself in a room full of shambling feral ghouls. And these feral ghouls seem to have a little bit of an oddity about them as well. All of them appear to be covered in merchandise. Vault-Tec merchandise. One of them's got a vault suit on covered in stickers of the Vault Boy and Vault Girl. Another one's arms are just covered in toy Pit Boys that... just recreations of the one that you currently wear. And in the middle of the room is a very well-dressed Vault-Tec sales ghoul. Show two players. There you go. Adorned with his Vault-Tec merchandise hat, his Vault-Tec merchandise pins, a name tag, and a clipboard, he is ready.
And the clipboard going through his wrist as it, like his fingers are exploding out of it. He has yep. made his arm into an official clipboard holder.
Yeah, his wrist has been stripped away at the flesh, and the clipboard is currently lodged in it. As he tries desperately to write down whatever the hell it is he's trying to write down.
With the same hand holding the clipboard. This is impressive! Oh, I'm impressed.
He is dead. He doesn't really know what he's doing.
Aye.
He's trying his best, okay?
Billy Bob, we seem to be a little bit outnumbered at the moment. However, if that one in the middle is acting like a sales representative, perhaps you can go up and distract it? Will I see if I can find anything useful?
What are you trying to do? I mean,
What do you mean outnumbered? I mean, these are just employees at a hard day's work. What do they have to do? Why, you act like we have to fight them. Excuse me, sir.
Do you remember what happened literally the
we're
last
looking,
time we were in?
We're looking for some specific parts. What are you looking for, Winnegan, again?
Well, I'm quite interested in any kind of explosive device.
Okay, so we're just going to say fireworks, because that's probably going to freak this guy out.
Yes.
Okay, sir, do you have fireworks?
Okay, so Billy Bob walks his way up to the feral ghoul with the clipboard, and just bear with me, I'm going to change the size of all these, because I've just made them all miniature ghouls.
Oh, so small.
Yeah, they're all tiny. Hold on.
I'm going to give the fact that as a perception check, and I have no fucking clue what's going on, these still look like normal fucking people to me. Like, I have just no fucking clue.
Alright, so you walk up to the ghoul in the center, you ask for fireworks, and the ghoul just shows you the clipboard and starts pointing to it and says,
Well, that's a weird way to say it, but might I look at that clipboard, Ben? Can I, like, hold my hand out?
He moves the clipboard away from your hand and keeps on pointing at it.
Oh, are you doing inventory? Do I need to ask someone else? Can you point to another employee? Sorry, fine, sir. I didn't mean to bother you while you're doing inventory. Do you have someone else that could help us?
He points to the clipboard again, his groans getting slightly more aggressive.
Fair enough. I'll find someone else. So I'm just going to start walking away.
Okay, so you start walking away, and quite really, the ghoul does start just going about his business, trying to write on its clipboard again. As you walk back towards Winnegan, I suppose? Where are you going?
Yeah, I walk back towards Winnegan. Alright, Winnie, we're going to have to try and figure out how to find a good, maybe someone competent. That guy was rude. I am putting in a horrible report on Yelp about this place. Let me tell you, this was atrocious customer service. But you know what? Let's see if we can find someone else. So I'm gonna go to the next closest ghoul. Just wandering around.
I'd also like to look for GEC units, if possible. I know we were said to find one somewhere else, but this is Vault-Tec.
Sorry, can you say that again? What are you looking to find?
A GEC unit or explosives.
Alright, so give me a perception check, and I suppose I'll do that against science, actually.
Perception, science.
Yeah, seems you're looking for like that sort of thing.
Oh, one success and a crit fail.
Alright, well, you do not find any explosives, you do not find anything particularly useful in that regard at all, actually. What you do realise is that this is very much just a marketing device for Vault-Tec. None of the stuff in here works in the way that you would expect it to from coming from a vault. You look at the Pit Boys that are on sale, and they're actually just small little video games made for kids. There are a number of different plastic bobbleheads. There's a row of lunch boxes, posters and memorabilia. There are Vault-Tec jumpsuits, but not the jumpsuit that you would wear. This is more like pajamas for children. There are Vault-Tec survival guides, which are absolutely useless, as they were written before the bombs fell, and they were clearly written for children as well.
All right, then. Maybe we see if we can raid the cash register and then leave.
As you move towards the cash register, the ghoul in the center notices you. More specifically, he notices your arm and seems to have some sort of recognition with it. And much like the way that the robotics ghoul was interested in the nurse handy unit, this ghoul finds itself very drawn to the pit boy on your arm.
Is there a shelf with pit boys on it nearby? Like fake pit boys, obviously.
Yes, there's a shelf of fake pit boys nearby.
I wonder if I can't get to it and like offer him the fake one instead.
Alright, no problem. Yeah, so you want to lead it over to the shelf with the pit boys. You lead it over, gently making your way past a couple of other shuffling around feral ghouls adorned in their Vault-Tec merchandise, as the manager ghoul follows you along, again, follows you at pace, still fixated on your Pip-Boy. What would you like to do now that you're at the shelf?
I'm going to reach behind me, grab a fake Pip-Boy, and then like kind of essentially lay it on top of my actual Pip-Boy. See if he'll take that one instead.
Okay, so you take one of the fake Pip-Boys, you sort of position it over your arm as if you're trying to present it as the same thing. The ghoul sort of slaps that Pip-Boy away from your hand. He just bats it out the road of the actual Pip-Boy. This ghoul appears to know the difference.
How the fuck does a ghoul know that? Is he just a really big Vault-Tec fanboy in his actual life?
Yeah, anyhow,
assuming that the ghoul's still pretty fucking slow, I'm just gonna leave. There's nothing we need in here.
Alright, yeah, so you start walking away from the ghoul, and he becomes a little bit more aggressive with his groans again. As he follows, he's keeping pace with you as you're walking towards Billy Bob, and he's getting a little bit faster, he's pawing at your arm.
Billy Bob, as soon as we're out of hearing range of the other ghouls, would you mind helping me kill this one?
Why would you do that? Why, it's not really doing anything.
It's going to start doing something and it's get pissed off. Also, do you not... I'm getting a little concerned. I know we have this kind of sarcastic, irritable friends report, but do you not remember what happened last room? If you have amnesia of some sort, that's a different concern.
I mean, I feel like everybody's different. I mean, just because we killed those ones over there don't mean we have to kill these ones over here. I mean, come on.
As Winnegan and Billy Bob are having this conversation, the ghoul is just pawing at the Pip-Boy, turning little knobs on her arm, is she?
You can't have...
Hey, whoa, keep your hand...
piece of equipment.
Keep your hands to yourself. All right, I'll help you. This guy has no fucking manners, but hey, I don't think you should be killing people just for grins. Come on. This guy's asking for it, though. All right, we'll go out of range, then we'll fuck this guy up, all right? Just saying.
All right, so where are you going?
I'm assuming there's a like hallway area between them, so we can just duck back into the grocery store.
Yeah, the grocery department outside the door. So you're going to take him into the grocery department and assassinate him.
Yeah,
that sounds fair. Yeah, so you all move yourselves. All right, I'm going to take all of you and fire this you back.
Little, quick little assassination.
There we go. Back to the grocery department.
Well, are we going to shoot him, Winnie? I mean, if we shoot him, we should probably leave the building, let alone, like, leave the room, because shooting is probably going to be pretty loud. Or do you want to, like, just stab him?
I mean, if one of us can find something to cover his mouth and the other one just shanks him, I think that would work quite well.
Shh! It'll be over soon. It'll be over soon.
Find a pillowcase.
Yeah, I'll allow it. That sounds good. So, just describe the scene to me. What's happening?
So as Gertrude and the scientists are walking back in, they just casually watch Gertrude. Hey,
wait, we'll leave the scientists and Gertrude at the moment. I'll let you know what they see. Just you tell me what you're doing.
All right. I'll pull my hands behind his back. I mean, I'm pretty good at restraining people. I was a cop. So I'll restrain him, cover his mouth, and you just stab him, right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, what do I need to roll, Cap?
That is a good question. What am I going to make you roll for this?
Can't just say we're going to stab it. We can't roll, I assume.
Right, so this is definitely going to be you're taking them by surprise, so I won't go for strength. Let's go for agility. Agility against athletics.
Okay. Now, since he's focused on Winnegan's arm, could I get advantage?
You know what? Roll three D20s for me.
Yes.
Put an extra dice on there.
And I failed all of them.
12, 13, 14. Wow.
And I failed them all.
I'm just saying we have 6 action points.
Well, can I use them?
Well, you can. You didn't. Your action points are to get additional dice before you roll. Your luck points are what you want if you want to re-roll a dice.
All right, I want to re-roll all 3 dice because I do have.
Oh my god, 3 luck points. Okay,
I do have. I do have a lot of. I do have a lot of luck. I have 10 luck.
That's a lot.
Just making out with it.
And I failed them all again.
God, what?
Wow.
I'm down to 5 luck, and I've really fucked us on this one. Sorry, guys!
So what Billy Bob does, instead of just grabbing the arms at the back and covering the mouth of the ghoul, what he actually does is he grabs one of the ghoul's arms and grabs the ghoul by the hair and just shakes them both.
Get down, you little shit! Quiet! Be quiet! I'm being louder than he is. I'm just screaming, again, down!
Quickly roll a knife roll for me.
Oh, jeez. That's what no nat 20s or Billy Bob's getting shit.
Hitting the wrong goal.
That's a crit success!
3 successes!
Excellent. Winnegan, realizing things are going to shit here, takes out her knife and very deftly stabs the ghoul. Roll the damage for me there.
It's not very much. Oh, for fuck's sake. What you do just you mean 0 damage?
You stab it in the eye socket where it's got no eye.
Shave it.
You actually managed to stab it in the clipboard. So as Billy Bob is shaking this ghoul, Winnegan stabs the clipboard that he's carrying as Gertrude and Ivar walk out to see this scene.
What the fuck you two doing?
Alright, Winnegan, I don't mean to point blame. I don't really mean to point blame Winnegan, but I feel like this is your fault. I mean, I'm just going to go ahead and say, I mean, I feel like you could have stabbed a little bit better on that one, but hey, that's all right.
My mistake for not properly stabbing an obviously fully restrained ghoul.
It was restrained, can't you tell? Come on.
Meanwhile, he's getting shaken around.
Dr. Wrench, is this what is called lover's tiff?
I presume so.
Oh.
This got me more specimens.
The feral ghoul strikes Belly Bob and releases him. That releases the restraint that he has on him and stops him from shaking him.
Impossible! That was completely restrained! Oh, we're talking about a super mutant now. Alright, damn it. There's no way.
It does 5 physical damage to you.
Oof.
Hits
you in the left leg. Do you have any resistances on your left leg?
I have 2 physical damage resistance.
Right, so you only take 3 points of damage, but it smacks you in the leg, and it's attempting to make its way back into the Vault-Tec unit. So can everybody please roll initiative for me?
Bugger. Not everyone.
That is...
That is one fast ghoul.
So, yeah, it's smacked Billy Bob. It's trying to get back into the...
Hang on, we're missing someone.
Cartman's dead.
Yeah, Cartman's currently not with us.
Scientist?
Flower? Where's initiative now? Where's initiative?
13, nice.
Fantastic, right. So, Winnegan and Ivor, you both notice that this ghoul is starting to walk away from you and go towards the Vault-Tec sales department. Winnegan gets to react first. What do you do?
Well, we still want this to be a little bit quiet, so I'm going to attempt to use this fucking knife again.
Alright, you go for another stab.
I might have to upgrade this to machete or something if I can. Yep, no.
Yep, so you, again, as it's walking away, you swipe with your knife and miss it entirely.
Hit it in the clipboard! Hit it in the clipboard!
Flower, what would you like to do? What would Dr. Ivor
What if I got the closest react? Thing to me? Like, is there any... is there anything like bags of flour or like anything like that?
Alright, tell me, what's your idea? What would you be looking for?
Whatever I can, just try to... Because
You're in a grocery shop. What ideally would you like to pick up in order to help you in this situation?
A tin of beans.
Beans. Alright. Yeah. Roll for me, please. A luck roll against survival.
Luck.
In fact, luck against barter. That's probably a better one to go for. Roll luck against barter. Because you're in a shop.
Oh, lovely.
There are no beans.
No beans. Beanless.
So,
with your I'm unarmed. There's nothing I can possibly do at this point.
Do you have any other ideas there, Ivor?
I'm going to regret this. Throw me helmet at the fucking thing.
You're going to throw your own helmet at the thing?
Yeah. I assume like they want it here for a reason. So I'm going to try to...
No problem. You take off your helmet and there is a throwing ability. So it's throwing against agility. If you could... Roll that for me, please.
Yeah, I'm going to regret this. But he's trying to be a part of the team. Shit. Can I spend a luck?
You can spend a luck point if you want, so you failed that roll. So just roll 1d20 for me here. And you've managed to crit fail with your luck roll.
I knew it!
Fabulous. So... this is going to be, let's see, I'm going to give you all a... give me a number between 1 and 3, please.
Kill ourselves.
Flower?
3.
Okay, so you managed to take off your... You've took off your Vault-Tec security helmet, and you've just lobbed it into the crowd, and it bonks Winnegan right in the face.
Oh my god!
Winnegan, please roll a 1d4.
Oh dear.
The Vault-Tec security helmet has bonked Winnegan in the face for 2 points of damage.
Sorry.
The ghoul has now successfully made his way back into the Vault-Tec sales department and closed the door.
As Do Not Disturb come around the corner, just like puts it on the door. Closed. It's a closed sign. We're closed.
And I think that's the perfect place to end the episode.
Yep.
Is my
Join us next time.
Is my helmet gone?
Thank you for listening to this episode of A Pint of Cthulhu. If you want to get in touch, you can find us on X and on Blue Sky at Pint of Cthulhu. Furthermore, if you'd like to help out the podcast, go over to our Ko-Fi page, link in the description. So mote it be.